The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com today, the 5th of October, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm, and Linda's right here with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you once again, Sue McClain. NewsHour always does a bang-up job, and I think that we need William Tell Overture. Because I think we need to call it Giddy Up Mondays. So we're going to do that.
Giddy Up
Mondays. Giddy Up Mondays.
Okay.
We need to giddy up.
It was the Lone Rangers.
Well.
Who can listen to the William Tell Overture after a certain age and not think of the Lone Ranger?
Hi-yo,
silver! Away!
Well, I think of it for that as well. Hazy smoke today with a temperature right now is about 54. Today we'll have highs of 93 with our overnight lows about right where we are now at 54. Tomorrow calls for hazy once again with sunny skies around 93 and overnight lows of 55. Wednesday's mostly sunny with 89 and overnight lows mostly cloudy with 54. Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 79. Now, it looks like a slight chance of rain on Thursday night and on Friday. When it comes to Saturday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 69. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discount.
Good morning to Sunny and Michelle and Florence and so many else out there that we know are listening right now. So good morning to everybody.
Good morning. Before we start really getting into it, let's just take our hats off, take a bow. Tell them that we would not have this Giddy Up Monday mentality if it wasn't for the wonderful service, the wonderful staff, locally owned, have their, you know.
Who are you talking about?
They've got their, what do you want to call it, skin in the game, Holiday Harbor folks.
Oh, okay. We did. Linda went out Friday with the girls, and Holiday Harbor ensures that Linda and the ladies make it to a good birthing area. And then guys come out on Saturday. I was speaking of great events, and I'll talk about that here in a few minutes, is the Nick Dahl Memorial Golf Tournament that I was at. But then the staying on the houseboat from Holiday Harbor was just outstanding.
Well,
we do it every year, and it's just better every year.
One of our dear friends not only lost her home in the car fire, she was then evacuated again and did not move back in from the recent fire because they moved out to the Texas Springs area, and she did not move back in. So
Zog fire hit.
Right.
Yeah, so when the Zog fire hit and they were evacuated, she says, I'm not going back there
until it is
over.
So, so that was really it's our job to support these people. And I mean a job in a way that we love on them and encourage them to, you know, enjoy themselves. And that's how you share your friendships. But from the staff, every single person at that Holiday Harbor, from when you check in, to helping you to get down to the boat, helping you with your things on the boat, helping you, just every single person, they love, you feel like they love their job. It's refreshing. And they told us when we checked out yesterday, thousands and thousands of people they had to turn away because all of a sudden, with COVID, the influx of people, and they still are doing daily rentals, folks, to the end of October 31st.
But not houseboats.
No, but daily
patio boats.
Patio boats.
Other boats.
The toy boat. Toy boat. The toy shop.
They're doing that to the end of October, but they are they're pulling the houseboats out, according to them, you know, because they can start working on them, getting ready for next year.
It's amazing, and I'm sure that they said they had to turn people away. It was
there were people
amazing.
calling when we were checking out, there was two or three phone calls from people wanting to try and reserve a boat.
And people from all over the country.
Yeah.
People from all over that couldn't, you know, travel to their destinations were getting in their cars and coming so they could be someplace. And they said there were more accents and more people and different kinds of that they've ever seen before. So hats off to Holiday Harbor. And what happened on with the Nick Dahl golf?
The Nick Dahl, the fourth annual Nick Dahl Memorial Golf Tournament. It's a golf tournament held in the memory of Nick Dahl, a soldier who served honorably in Iraq and was a good soldier and came home with traumatic brain injury and PTSD and then suffered some problems after that. This is the fourth annual tournament, and all the proceeds go to taking and helping veterans get off the streets. Homeless veterans that they find, they provide housing for them. They help them, get back into school. They help them get back into the world. It's been very successful. And Pam and Mike Dahl, have just, you know, done a wonderful job in this memorial and in finding the funding to help veterans. So it was filled up. People were standing by to golf, and there was only so many spots. Lots of raffle items, lots of things like that. So it was a huge success. So big shout out and a vote of thanks to the Dahls for helping veterans in the memory of their son. Now, Trump's out of the hospital.
Good.
Well, he should be. They said he may be out of the hospital by today. So I take back everything I said. But what he is doing is tweeting. And if he wasn't tweeting there for a whole day and people were really worried, wait a minute, he's not tweeting. Maybe it's worse. Well, he's back now with a tweet storm. So he's probably doing better. You know what gets me is, you know what, I purposely went through Facebook on Friday after he had gone into the hospital to see what the comments were. And because if there was anybody that was a, quote, friend on Facebook that wanted his death or was saying things like that, they were gone. You know, and I would have told them, this is why I am unfriending you, because you're calling for the death of somebody, you know, of the president, of anybody. It makes no difference. And then I would see, but frankly, I didn't see any, and I didn't go through hours of this. I just kept strolling down, seeing if I saw it. The only ones I saw comments were not from the people, but like friends of theirs that were saying horrible things. And I almost went back to this one lady and said, well, then, you know what? You're wishing for death. Well, then I wish that for the death of all your children and that you may live to see it. But I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't write it. I'm not. But when you wish for the death of someone, really? Really? What if, you know, everybody was talking about karma because, well, you know, President Trump didn't wear a mask, so it's karma. Well, what about the karma for people that are wishing that he dies? I mean, does it come back onto their family? I mean, it's just sick.
It is. Well, that's all right. So moving along.
But you know what? I didn't see any of that. I did see a couple comments
on Facebook and stuff like that. Naturally, there are deaths, of course, but I think this is so grossly overinflated that it's almost comical.
Well, thank you thanks for your call. Yeah, thanks, Bob.
There you go.
Yeah, yep. And
that makes sense.
And we have talked to others that have the same outlook as Bob. So, you know, 10 people at a table and you'll hear various opinions. Our medical friends think otherwise. They think it's definitely a, you know, very serious situation. Okay, on good news, I promised you goodnewsnetwork.org. The headline was, because I saw earlier today that, like, for instance, in Las Vegas, and also Celebrity Cruises have canceled all their cruises through the end of the year. You think about how many people, thousands, a couple thousand people working on the ship, including servers, entertainers, that kind of thing. So it makes me think about Vegas, you know, the entertainment world, the world of service, the world of, you know, gaming and restauranting and serving and shopping and all that stuff that still has not gotten back on their feet. So there was a headline this morning about Vegas and the highest level of people not paying rent. So I looked up, and it said, if you or someone you know is facing eviction, here's some good news in where to find help in the U.S. Millions of Americans are being impacted by the economic shutdown. Many are facing eviction to ease the strain. And we know about this, but this is just a reminder, folks. The Trump administration issued an executive order on September 4th that bans evictions due to non-payment through the end of the year. The order applies to individuals who have a personal income less than $99,000 or those who did not need to pay income tax in 2019, or those who received a stimulus check and are unable to pay rent due to income loss or extraordinary out-of-pocket medical expenses. To be eligible for the eviction protection, you would be required to submit to the landlord or property manager this declaration attesting under oath to your inability to pay, but there may be other hurdles that renters are faced with if they cannot pay their rent this year. So this is obviously, if you go to goodnewsnetwork.org, you can print all this stuff out. And I just thought you should know that.
There are good things out there. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. The Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. Team of experts provide preventative care and screening of high-risk patients working together to provide high-quality care throughout hospitalization to discharge. They do. They also will take high-risk patients and give them preventative care, tell people how to prevent this, what's the best way of preventing strokes, but what happens if you have a stroke, what are the actions that you need to do to get some help and to get down to the hospital immediately. All of this from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your help, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back. 7:30 in the morning, 57 degrees out there.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Paid for by Adam McElveen for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElveen, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor, District 4. The coronavirus has disrupted much of our normal life in Shasta County. The virus is to be taken seriously for those at risk. However, closing Shasta County has had a severe economic impact on our local businesses and families, and keeping them closed is not the answer. It's time to open Shasta County now. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:34 in the morning, 57 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction started right here in Reading 12 years ago by retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, and he has spread it out to 46 different locations. About 25 instructors out there all teaching the concealed carry, advanced pistol, rifle, shotgun courses, all of these, all under Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822.
Well, this was in the headlines today. Of course, you know, we find that many people throughout the world, because of during COVID, the pandemic, the shutdowns, a lot of people are returning to nature. So in this headline, I wanted to share, before we get into some more politics, bee populations are increasing in many states, with Maine seeing 70% rise in 2 years. It's not often that you hear good news about the health and prosperity of the bee colonies in the United States, or globally for that matter, but recent data collections released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows that some states are experiencing growth in colonies with these large percentages, such as Maine with 70%. Not only was there a 14% increase in the number of honeybee colonies from the period of January to 19 to 20, but the states experienced the broadest increase in colony growth: Michigan, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Maine, out of tens of thousands of colonies. Between January and June, Texas saw its bee population grow 38%. And the list goes on. So that makes me really happy, yeah, because I think nature, although we saw, you know, in Thailand, the monkeys were taking over and going crazy and flying out of trees and stuff, in one of the documentaries we saw, because they've been used to, the monkeys have been used to being fed by the tourists.
So they're
just like taking over.
Well, it is happy news about
the bees.
About bees. Here's other happy news. Vice President Pence and Vice President candidate Harris are going to debate next Wednesday. I cannot wait. This is really an important debate, my friends. This is really important. Why? Because many, many people, including Democrats, don't think that Joe Biden, even if he gets elected, will make it through 4 years. So you're not voting for Biden. Okay, put this in your head. You're voting for Harris. And Harris is a lot different than Biden.
Question about the law there. She runs my mind. She wasn't born in the U.S., but and a non-born in the U.S.
born,
person
she was
could
born
be
to,
president.
I think she was born to U.S. parents, though.
Okay.
If she's born to U.S. parents, it makes no difference where she's born.
Okay.
Then she could have a dual citizenship, but she's still a U.S. citizen. It's the same thing with McCain.
You know,
he was born in Panama, and they made a big thing out of that. President Obama born in Hawaii. And is Hawaii a member of the United States?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you argue back and forth on that. Okay. Anyway, going back to this, is you're not voting for just Biden. You're voting for the vice president also. And what if a couple years from now Biden has to step down? Well, or earlier, then it becomes Kamala Harris. And remember, she couldn't even get into the top six in the Democratic primaries because the people rejected her. They rejected her and her policies. And she has gone even further since then. So think about this. Now, the good thing is, hopefully, that we'll be able to find out that this type of debate will not turn into a what we saw last time. And I don't think it will with Vice President Pence. He doesn't seem the type to do that, and I hopefully Harris wouldn't. But voters finally get to see where Kamala Harris stands on the Green New Deal, which she was backing, the Second Amendment, Antifa violence, court packing. Is she going to support putting more than 9 justices on the Supreme Court? Abolish the filibuster, which will change your lives immensely, my friends. If the Senate votes to do away with the filibuster where it takes 60 votes, your life will change dramatically. That means 51 or even 50 plus the vice president can change everything. They can change laws because they don't, you know, they can pass laws that you would think are horrendous. But it makes no difference because if they do away with the filibuster, Joe Biden would not answer that question. Do you support doing away with the filibuster? And he didn't answer. Do you support packing the courts? He did not answer. Kamala Harris hasn't answered. Let's see if indeed she does. Does she believe, as she said, that she will send the authorities to your door to take your semi-automatic rifle? She said it. Will she do it? What will she say when she's confronted with this? Weapons of war. Joe Biden has already said that the semi-automatic pistol is a weapon of war. Think about this, my friends. Anyway, that debate ought to be just wonderful. I can't wait to see it. I really can't wait to see the next debate between President Trump and former Vice President Biden. For one reason, did they learn anything from the first debate? Did they learn anything? Will it become a roll around in the mud, poking each other in the eye? Or will it actually be one of substance where you can actually hear what the other person's saying?
Trump is going to be coming in after COVID.
Yeah, but he didn't look like it slowed him down. He's back tweeting again. Hey, Proposition 20. We're going to, over the next couple of weeks, be talking about these propositions. Proposition 20 is extremely important, my friends. This is the one that makes reasonable changes to fix some of the unintended consequences caused by Props 47, 57, and AB 109. When voters enacted Prop 57, they were told it was going to provide early release for nonviolent offenders. Due to the way it was written, here are some of the crimes considered nonviolent. Solicitation to commit murder. Kidnapping a child to sell them as a sex slave. Oh, yeah. Assaulting and injuring a transgender or homosexual person as a hate crime. Shooting or stabbing a firefighter. Bombing a church or mosque. Rape of a developmentally disabled person. I can go on and on and on. They would define these, Proposition 20 would define these violent crimes as violent, thus making them who commit them ineligible for early release. This is a yes on 20. Prop 47 made all thefts under $950 a misdemeanor. Now, we have talked about this. Businesses have talked about this. They lose millions of dollars a year because our little friends in there with their calculators or the calculator on their free phone goes in there. They know how much they're stealing. Well, now they're saying this one, this one act under Prop 47 resulted in an explosion of theft and billions of dollars in losses to retailers large and small. Now, Proposition 20 will allow for a third-time offender to be punished either as a misdemeanor or at the lowest level of felony. It would allow prosecutors to charge a felony if the total value of multiple thefts by a serial theft, thief, organized theft rings was over $950. Okay, that's good. That would fix that. The other one is, would require that parolees who violates the terms of his parole for a third time be brought before a court for a judge to determine whether the parole should be revoked. Okay. All of this is under making the case for yes on Prop 20. I hope everybody looks at the election material you got, read this, think about the changes that you can make. And kind of brings 4757 and 109 kind of, you know, it closes loopholes that were just terrible. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank in there fighting it out for you. That's right. Locally owned, locally operated. They're in the Paycheck Protection Program. And you may get tired of me saying this, but it was such a big thing. They saved thousands of jobs. Hundreds of businesses was able to get millions of dollars for the people that they helped, whether they were customers or just people that they were helping. Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, moving local dreams forward. Three locations, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, and two in Redding at 1845 California Street in downtown Redding, and also Old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:45 in the morning, 58 degrees out there and smoky.
Turtle Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Career politicians in Sacramento are holding fancy fundraisers with rich donors and are too busy to pay attention to us. We deserve housing we can afford, quality education, healthcare, and jobs that support our families. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for state senate. I grew up in Reading. I'm your neighbor, not a politician. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, and I'll work for jobs and investment in our district, and not for big money donors.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate, ID number 142-3306.
Did you know that every day in the state of California, 10,000 people turn 65 years old? Yep, 10,000 every day. And the resources needed to allow you or your senior parents to be happy and healthy during these special years can be complicated at best. So where do you begin to find the local resources you may need? ReadingSeniorSource.com. This is an online senior resource directory which will connect you with everything from Medicare supplemental insurance assistance, senior transportation, estate planning attorneys, home care agencies, assisted living communities, and hundreds more. This directory has been a labor of love created by me, Mary Ann Seifert, owner of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services. I have over two decades of experience assisting seniors in our community and saw a need for resources to be accessible by everyone. Just go to ReadingSeniorSource.com. That's ReadingSeniorSource.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Turtle Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studio, it's KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com most of the time. Every so often, the computer resets itself, and then we have to reset the stream. But thanks for letting us know when it goes off, and we appreciate that. Linda and I are here today, Monday, October 5th of 2020, almost 10 minutes till. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is bringing us this portion of the show. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business, and he has been a veteran of this business for over 20 years. Jeff is truly from the old school. He believes in fixing something correctly and then guaranteeing it, and that's what he does. He's not going to take chances with your family's safety. He's going to fix the windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 24 inches in length. That's Jeff Wurst. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. You will not be disappointed. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Okay, somebody asked me to weigh in on the dialysis Proposition 23. I'll do that tomorrow. I need to read more about it. Right now, I'm thinking absolutely no on this, Prop 23. It's going to cost money, and it's not going to give any. It's going to cost a lot more money, and it's not going to do anything to make patients safer. But I'll talk more about that tomorrow. The bail bonds business. And we're going to have try and get Holly from Holly Bales Bonds. The California legislature passed SB 10 to end the process of money bail in California. However, the bail bonds people, backed by police and DAs, have come up with a referendum for Proposition 25. And you get to decide if what replaces the money bail system is effective and keeps communities safe from crime. Now, the bottom line on this is they tried it during the COVID, and they said, oh, no bail. So anybody and having a Byzantine layer of how to pick out who gets in, who gets out, didn't go to jail. Now, they're saying the replacement scenario is a computer-generated predictive model based on algorithms to determine if someone should be held in jail. This is the same kind of computer systems that run the DMV, my friends, and EDD. And you remember what's happened with that. Imagine. It's a system of algorithms. And, you know, what is the chances that they will come back for court? This is not a good idea. This is another way of turning more people loose on the streets. You know, that the fact is they're saying, well, people shouldn't be held. People shouldn't be held in jail just because they don't have the money for bail. Well, there's a variety of ways you can do it. You can change the law that says within 3 days you have to be seen in court by, you know, the judge and the prosecuting attorney and the, you know, and the public defender. And you get by the third day, you're said either going to keep you for this reason or we're going to turn you loose. If we don't have a strong enough case, there you go. Why can't they do something like that? Again, you want to change the whole system when there could be small fixes to the system that make it work. We're going to be getting into, we're going to be getting into all the propositions. You know, like split role system. We're going to be talking about that. And trust me, that has an impact like you're not even going to believe. They're going to use Disney. They use Disneyland in Silicon Valley. Oh, look at, they get away without paying tax. That's not fair. Well, then it's going to come down to, believe it or not, my friends, if you have a business and you're leasing from somebody, you're probably going to end up having to pay higher leases over this one little proposition. We'll talk a lot more about it. We'll bring in some experts on that. Linda.
Well, interesting. You know, you think about some of these animals back in the prior days of you know, the circus acts and, you know, animals that maybe were treated badly or put in very horrible conditions in zoos in different parts of the world. Well, according to this article, can you get a little Frank Sinatra for me? Pull up My Way. According to this article, the trick to calming an unhappy elephant, this guy who comes in to help rescue the Four Paws Rescue Service, comes in to where they can move the animals, and in this particular instance would be to move this particular elephant to Cambodia. So the trick to calming this unhappy elephant, he sings him the song My Way.
Of which I'm certain I've lived.
Amir Khalil, a vet who has worked in war zones to rescue animals, is now in Islamabad, excuse me, and welfare organist Four Paws to determine whether Kaven is safe to travel after a Pakistan court ruled in May that all animals at Islamabad Zoo must be free or transferred to a better environment. When we arrived 10 days ago, he said, I started to train him and sing to him so he'd accommodate me, we'd have a relationship. So he chose Sinatra's My Way. I just think that's really funny, and now they're a good friend.
It works on
and
elephants,
it calms,
too, huh?
It calms him.
It works on elephants, too.
Why not?
Okay. You know. Remember Wiener, Congressman Wiener?
Oh, gosh. Don't even.
Okay. You remember how
the guy who dropped his pants and
he was sending texts, sexting people. Sex. And then he denied it.
And was married to somebody who was up in
he was married to Obama's...
political...
This is Obama's... closest confidant, and so, you know, he got caught once, and he got caught twice. I think it was on the third time they caught him, and he ends up in jail. So, here's the candidate, the Democratic candidate for the closely contested U.S. Senate campaign has acknowledged exchanging sexually suggestive text messages with a woman who's not his wife, but said he will not drop out of the race. Yeah, I shouldn't have done it. I've hurt my friends, hurt my family, disappointed my friends. I'm deeply sorry. I will continue to work to earn the opportunity to fight for the people of our state. You know, why would you put something in writing that would embarrass your family or yourself? Why are, you know, it goes to this. It's hubris. It's when you think you're above the law. It's the governor from New York that went out with his girlfriend in North Carolina. It was the North Carolina governor that said he was hiking in the Amazon rainforest when he was with this girl. It's Wiener. It's Gary Hart. It's all these people that have this hubris. Like, they are above the law. Nothing's going to happen to me. Petraeus, the head of the CIA, was he... He doesn't think that his emails aren't being perused by like 1,000 people. And he puts stuff in writing. and he does this. This is so incredibly stupid and naive. That right there is sufficient to get to vote against him.
What you're saying then, Carl Bott, is that you think that people who run for a political office should be held in a higher standard?
Yes.
Okay. Because many people don't, well, what's the difference? If as long as they do their job, they can pose any way they want to pose.
Because they can make laws. That's why. They can make laws that impact on my life. And if you're not living the absolute next to clean, pristine life, what gives you the right to do it? What, you know, he could vote on things that have a direct impact on me, yet he can't keep it in his pants, and he's doing this, and I'm sorry, you know, I'm really sorry, but I'm still going to run. That tells you where he's at. That tells you exactly where this man's brain is. Who knows? He may get elected as a senator from North Carolina. God knows is that they took their governor, who was had a wild affair and lied about it, and they elected him senator. It was, you know, after he resigned as governor. You got to love North Carolina.
I'm just wondering, you know, that's the first time I've really heard you be adamantly.
I'm just tired of having to put up with all the BS that they do. They get paid a lot of money to show good, to show what? Common sense. If nothing else, it's common sense. And you do something like this, is this common sense? No. No. You're better than everybody else. Oh, I can do this. Oh, yes, I would like to spend the night with you too. Oh, I can't wait to kiss you. I mean, these are things that come out. I mean, it's like disgusting. Okay, it's not disgusting. You know what? The point is that you're electing him and you want him to have common sense and to be able to think and to be able to make the right decisions. Can he do that? And by the way, we will be right back with
Wanda
Albee. And James Masada.
And enjoy. We're going to get positive with what's going on in the Enjoy store and the October issue, which is called Lasting Legacy.
We'll be right back.
I'm sure you knew when I bit off.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. When will President Trump return to the White House? His doctors say he could be discharged as early as today. Correspondent Julie Walker reports. He did leave the hospital briefly yesterday to salute his cheering supporters outside.
Seen in his car wearing a mask, he waved as supporters cheered him on outside the hospital. He posted on Twitter about the surprise visit, as well as how having COVID opened his eyes to the seriousness of the virus.
And I get it, and I understand it.
Earlier in the day, White House physician Dr. Sean Conley said Trump was given a steroid drug that's only recommended for the very sick, but...
The president has continued to improve. As with any illness... There are frequent ups and downs over the course.
I'm Julie Walker.
The Supreme Court has begun its new term with a remembrance of what Chief Justice John Roberts called a dear friend and a treasured colleague, of course, late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Today, he paid tribute to Ginsburg, who passed away last month as the court resumed its work via telephone because of the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. economy faces risks from a potential resurgence of the coronavirus and from the failure so far of Congress to provide additional financial aid for struggling individuals and businesses. A look at a new survey from correspondent Jeremy House.
That judgment emerges from a survey released by the National Association for Business Economics of 52 forecasters who were polled last month. Among the forecasters, 55% said they regarded a second wave of COVID-19 cases as the most serious threat. 20% said they thought a lack of further government economic aid would pose the biggest risk.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, the U.S. services sector, that's where most Americans work, grew for a fourth straight month in September as the country continued to reopen following a spring shutdown. It's been booming on Wall Street so far in early trading, the Dow right now up by 365 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Deadly fires in California burned more than 4 million acres this year. Andrew Stewart reports that is a record.
That's a new record for the number of acres burned in a single year. The previous record was 2 years ago, when wildfires destroyed more than 1.5 million acres. California fire officials say the state hit the fearsome milestone on Sunday with about 2 months still left in the fire season. Lightning strikes in mid-August caused some of the most devastating blazes.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Meanwhile, the wildfires have burned hundreds of homes and tragically left more than 30 people dead. Disney says at least a quarter of the 28,000 layoffs planned for Disney's Parks Division will come from Florida. The letter said at least 6,390 non-union Disney employees in Florida will be laid off starting in December. That number could rise. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Germany is calling on the United Kingdom to make a big final push to agree on a trade deal with the European Union in the wake of Brexit.
The call comes as the coronavirus pandemic in itself is already hitting economies on both sides of the English Channel very hard. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas says COVID-19 has made an agreement even more urgent for both sides, even though the chances to get even a basic trade deal by the end of the year are declining by the day. Maas and German Chancellor Angela Merkel met with the EU's chief Brexit negotiator on Monday.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Global shares rose today as investors were encouraged by positive reports coming out about President Trump's health during his hospitalization for COVID-19, and that's a trend also continuing in the U.S. market. Stocks have been rising as hopes for economic aid from Washington also help Wall Street to shake off some of its initial reaction. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Botts. Today, the 5th of October, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Your health, your choice.
Impressive. Okay, currently 62 degrees in the downtown studios.
All the words,
yeah, you said just, it in one breath too. Yeah. I was impressed. 62 degrees in the downtown studios. Let's look at our forecast. Hazy skies today with our temperatures reaching around 93 and overnight lows at 54. Tuesday calls for sunny with a high near 93 and overnight lows at 55. Going on to Wednesday, mostly sunny with 89 and overnight lows of 54. Thursday, partly sunny with 78. And Thursday night, now here's where we're going to get our slight chance of rain on Thursday night with 54. Friday, slight chance of rain once again with
it's
our temperatures.
Rain.
You know how what it's going to be Friday? 71.
Yep.
Now it's time to bring out the turtlenecks, okay? And
it's,
that's going to be happening this
it's
week.
It's going to rain.
And Friday, that's what, Saturday, chance of rain again with 69. Can you believe that?
69 degrees.
Yeah, and the overnight lows would be 50.
Air conditioning goes off.
Yeah. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And
now, Ashlyn.
Ashley.
Ashley. Our granddaughter's Ashlyn, so she's been on our minds. So, Ashley, what's going on?
We have an update with the Zog fire. I'm looking at 76% containment, which is and with no new acreage overnight. So they are moving sort of into a mop-up phase. People are being allowed back into their homes. Not all of them, but a lot of the people that I know in the area have at least been able to go back and check on their homes.
Texas Springs, they allowed Texas Springs back in.
Yeah, they're moving.
So all of them
the
came back
repopulation
in.
Is beginning. They are up to 76% containment with, I think, more than 24 hours with no increase in acreage.
That's great.
Thank God.
You know what? We started on this last Tuesday and following this thing where it exploded overnight and then exploded again. We needed another 1,000 firefighters. They showed up. Thank goodness that the weather cooled down a little bit.
At night,
and it allowed them to, and it kind of like the wind shifted just a little, so it kind of pushed it back into its own burnt area. So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Well, today, our national day of a calendar, Ashley brought this in to us. It's Apple Betty Day, Child Health Day, Consignment Day, Get Funky Day, Rhode Island Day, and finally, Do Something Nice Day, which is the most fabulous segue into Rhonda Ball, Alvy, and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, because every time they come on the radio on our show, our morning show, and once a month on a Thursday night North State Now show, they bring joy and wonderful good news about what's happening in the North State.
Thank
with
you.
Positive reinforcements with businesses. And so how are you guys?
We're good. I just wanted to point out October 17th is James Day. That's my birthday.
Really? Are you in October? I love it.
Gifts are welcome.
Yes, okay.
Is it James Day or is it just James Day? Is it an official James Day?
I have it as Black Poetry Day, Edge Day, Mulligan Day, Pasta Day, and Sweetest Day.
There
you go. Pasta, because I'm Italian. Sweet, right? Because I am the sweetest person you'll ever meet. So, yeah.
You have a good
and Mulligan
heart.
Day, because you get an, you know what?
I don't even know what that is.
A mulligan is when you
get a redo.
Oh, I thought that's when you pulled somebody's pants up their butt.
That's a wedgie.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a mulligan.
Want to see?
I'm sorry, that was crude.
No.
Well, you have boys.
I do.
So that's why I was thinking, like, oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, I have boys, and let me tell you, everything is about, you know, farts and all that stuff.
And I have four brothers. So.
Did you ever get wedgies?
And I have a brother.
Did they ever wedgie you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I had a permanent bruise on my arm from being punched.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm not the only one.
You know what? Those things happen.
Carl had a sister, and when I tell him stuff that my brother did, he goes, he did that? You know, he used to hit me in the arm all the time, too. So I said, didn't you ever do that with your sister? No, I thought you guys were in a world I've never known.
Yeah. I know. No, it's funny how some households are not. Like my brothers, my two younger brothers, it was the strangest relationship, but they were best friends.
Well, good.
Yeah, I mean, like you just didn't. I mean, they just really enjoyed each other. So it was kind of like we just always looked like, when are you going to punch the other one?
You know what? I can still remember, though, when I was five, and I got behind her on the swing set. No swing sets back then had those gliders went back and forth. Mm-hmm. But this is before they believed in safety. So you put your little feet on these little iron bars that came out. And so when she pushed me off, I hit the ground, and that iron bar that she had her feet on came back and whacked me in the head.
So I put
my hat back on because it was, you know, the first kind of nice day, but it was still cold, and walked around the front and told my mom, I think I've hurt myself, and I pulled off my hat, and all the blood came up.
Oh, my gosh.
But she did that. She did other things. So it wasn't exactly
accidental.
Like I didn't go out and punch her because I was kind of really afraid that if I went to sleep some night, that I might not wake up.
No. You do not need intentional torture, which happens with dueling siblings. Well, welcome to the show again. Of course, the October issue is Lasting Legacy. What a beautiful picture on the front cover.
And as you are announcing 10 years, we're announcing 14
years. Oh, congratulations.
So October seems to be our month for
really?
Everything. Yeah, so 14 years this month.
You guys, thank you so much. I hope that in 20, because this year has been so strange, that I hope that we could get to continue this beautiful ballet dance of ours in 2021 with you.
It's not a strange year. This year just sucks.
This is the kind of year that, you remember my rule I put out on Facebook was, I have rules I live by, but my next rule is that I will never mention 2020 again.
Yeah.
Just never mention it again.
Yeah.
On New Year's Eve, everybody take their favorite little libation, do a shot of it, and say never again, and step into 2021.
See, and that's what I'd love, but unfortunately, I have twins that graduated in 2020, so everything around our house has got 2020 this and 2020 that, and, you know.
Exactly. I mean, absolutely.
Times two.
Right,
well,
right.
You know what? Ashlyn, our granddaughter, graduated in 2020.
Yeah, same thing.
And now going to college.
Yeah. And she's had to do the drive-by as well in Albuquerque.
We did too, yeah.
You know, no senior ball, no. Yep. You know, I think she and her girlfriend got together and took pictures in their senior ball gowns. But let's talk about this issue. And you talk about lasting legacy. You kind of theme out your magazine each month. And then let's talk about also what's happening with the store, with the downtown parking, and the good things that are happening mm-hmm. with the store and the loyal customers.
There have been a lot lately. They've been like little army coming downtown thing. I'm only going to support this year local.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's so
great.
Well, there's a great story here by Kim Bonet, who always does an excellent job, and I always enjoy her stories because of the way she writes and how she breaks things down. So on page 19 in the October issue, it is called, the story is called Lasting Legacy, Leaving a Priceless Gift for Loved Ones. And so it really just goes on to talk about how, and this is so apropos for right now when everything is so messed up, is, you know, those are the little caveats in life when you do get to reach out and do something that bring you back memories and thoughts. And what she talks about is when we think about lasting legacy or leaving something behind, a lot of people just attribute that just to money or property or things. And this article is just, gives you maybe 10 or 12 ideas of things that are really of the heart type of legacies, and it talks about creating, you know, obviously a family dish and actually really teaching somebody or people in your family about how to make it, because, you know, 20, 30 years after you're gone, you know, you quite often hear people say, oh, I found great grandma's recipe card. Finally, it was missing for these cookies. And then everybody is in the kitchen and, you know, they make the cookies. And then at some kind of family gathering when we can get back together, you know, everybody talks about great grandma and, like, you know, where you came from and how, you know, where she learned it from and the time you spent with her during the summers when you would visit her and learn how to bake them. I mean, it's that kind of a story. You know, it talks about, so the signature is a trade, you know, that's a big thing for me that I'm a big proponent of. I have so many older artists that are in the store, excuse me, that are, you know, build these miraculous things. And I'm just like, this is a real art and skill. And unfortunately, we've lost, I mean, in the 12 years that we've been doing this, I can say that we've probably lost 12, 15 of our artists mm-hmm. over time. And it just makes me sad because it's like, did they teach anybody how to do this?
Right.
You know, because I haven't necessarily replaced them. I may have found another artist that does something similar, but, like, are these things dying off? You know, that's the stuff that scares me mm-hmm. because it's like, you know, I'm the biggest tech person in the world. I love technology. I love robotics and all that stuff. But there's nothing will ever replace the art of human hand.
Right.
You know, and being able to take something and turn it into something else.
A piece of wood and turn it into a...
To be able to see something in it. Yeah,
right.
Like
whittle
a stick and then turn it into something. And you're
right.
Like, wow. And they're like, oh, I could just see it in the wood.
And there's
like,
many of these kinds of works that you see throughout the years in the Enjoy store. And I'm sure, you know, as we're getting ready. In fact, it was just stated, I think, this morning. We do have to take a break here.
Uh-huh.
That many people are Christmas shopping now.
They are.
You don't really know. I started like last month.
Mm-hmm.
So October's usually my month I like to get my Christmas shopping done. But we got to take a break because we're a minute over time. We're here with the folks from Enjoy the Magazine. We're talking about Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. And this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop that is off of Athens Avenue. And a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, where I've gotten my haircut for the last 13 years. You don't get better haircuts anywhere than there. You works on appointments at 244-9478 is the phone number. But they sanitize everything in between customers, disposable drapes, disposable aprons. Everybody wears masks. It's absolutely a safe place to get your haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, which is one of the main reasons I go in there. We'll be right back.
This is my legacy.
Hello, this is Mark Mazzano, candidate for City Council. Did you know earlier this summer, Reading City Council sold a piece of land for $3,000 to a political opposition group in a bid to stop the Reading Rancheria's new casino, denying us 700 new jobs and millions of dollars for our local economy? I think it's just plain sleazy politics. When was the last time you could buy your own road for $3,000? Who knows? You probably could have got $300,000. The land in question is a strip of roadway specifically intended to prevent commercial access for the casino. Whether you agree with the casino project or not, our city council knowingly broke the law. Don't take my word for it. We're fortunate to actually have a real lawyer on city council who voted no because he knew the city would face litigation. Litigation that we, the taxpayers of Reading, would have to pay, which could cost tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to right a wrong. What did City Councilman DeQuista say?
Yeah. I'll say it. It's sleazy.
A vote for me, Mark Mazzano, on November 3rd is a vote for a new voice in Reading. Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Mazzano, council member, City of Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are you tired of corporate-bought Sacramento politicians who don't have any idea what we need in the North State? So am I. That's why I'm running to be our state senator. My name is Pamela Swartz, and I'm your neighbor, not a politician. We've got wildfires burning down our towns and internet connections that don't exist or barely work, and we're stuck with self-serving career politicians. This has to stop. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for state senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate. ID number 142-3306.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We told Ashley to put something on about the Odd Fellows. If she could find it, because I'm always trying to find it. So, okay, do the, this.
Stumper?
We're going to do cabbage. Okay, how about, and she'll find something about cabbage. So we said Odd Fellows, and gosh, guess what?
She did it.
She did. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 8:21 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Estate Granite. That's right. Mike Hubert. Estate Granite's been custom altering homes in Shasta County and beyond since 2004. He's the kind of guy you can leave in your house without supervision, and he's going to provide just the greatest service. Outstanding artistry when he's redoing your kitchens, your bathrooms, and this. And he's totally trustable.
He is. He's a good friend of mine. He did our kitchen, too.
Yeah.
Good guy.
And
good
he's an amazing a race car driver.
Yes.
Yeah.
This last weekend, I guess he was approached by professional thing that his times qualified him to move into the professional category.
Well, he's got the look.
Yeah. And the car.
Yeah.
And the car. Did you see his car has a built-in camera that's built in somewhere, and the software that tracks everything. So, and then it transfers to his phone. So it's like the car gives you a total replay of your race. Built
that's
in.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I thought, this is the coolest thing.
I know he sent us a few things about
it. Oh, he sent us. He'll send us
He's very excited about it. So, he's found a new calling.
Yeah, Estate Granite. Give him a call at 241 Stone.
Well, you've got an article. Let's go into the Enjoy magazine. You know, you can follow along with us if you go to enjoythestore.org, right?
Com.
Enjoythestore.com. And,
or enjoymagazine.com.
We're all over the place. Yep. Enjoythemagazine.com.
Enjoymagazine.
Just type it in, you'll find it, I'm sure.
It will pop up.
The search engine, yes.
Right at the top.
So this article is called Blending Old with the New, and of course, the Oddfellows, we were talking about that before we came in on the break, and Ashley played something to talk about Oddfellows. So tell us about this story.
Well, I don't really know anything about it other than I just took a tour of it. So hopefully Rhonda knows something. I'm not familiar with the Oddfellows other than that we've got a great building in downtown.
Right, and I'm not super familiar with Oddfellows either, but they have this amazing building that was built in 1888. So it's one of the oldest buildings in Reading.
This is the oldest brick building in downtown Reading.
Well, there you go. And it's an amazing shape.
Red Identity is hidden under a layer of stucco, and as are arched windows on the second floor. So they're doing a big renovation, which is so exciting.
So it was purchased recently by the McConnell Foundation, and it's multi stories.
Right.
And it's going to be a real kind of anchor flagship property with the new street that's going to go through on Market that they're doing. So it's going to be right on one of the corners of the cross street. So it used to be obviously where it is and then became part of the downtown Reading Mall. And now that's opening all back up, it's going to be, accessible by pedestrians and walking. And the McConnells have just remodeled the downstairs, which I got to go into to see. And it's really cool. I mean, it's a big open space that's been designed for multi-use and for community use.
Yes. And Viva Downtown is managing the first floor.
Lovely. Yeah. So what are they going to do with that?
It will be available for people to use for
you can do meetings
and that sort of thing.
They're going to allow people to come in and do pop-ups. We've actually been asked to do the purse pop-up, which will be an extension to the Enjoy store during the holidays. So after October, it becomes open to us. There's some really great. It's not just like classroom styles, but there are classroom-like styles with, whiteboards or, TVs, that kind of thing. But there's a whole area where you can also do really cool demos.
Right, and they can do art classes and that sort of thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, by the way, the Independent Order of Odd Fellows is a non-political, non-sectarian, international fraternal order of odd fellowship. It started in England, but there's over 600,000 members divided in approximately 10,000 lodges in 26 countries. It had the very first was the first fraternity in the United States to include both men and women, started in 1851.
So what do they do? Just gather and they're odd?
No, they help. What they do is they will take on good causes and provide assistance to that.
All right.
They will.
Sounds like we could learn a lot from that.
Right.
Just stay in your neutral lane and help.
Right. I like that.
They want to make the world a better place to live by aiding each other in times of need and organizing charitable projects.
That's
and
cool.
activities that would benefit the less fortunate, the youth, the elderly, the environment, and the community in every way possible.
That's awesome. Okay.
You just don't hear a lot about it. I know that there was, when I grew up, there was one in the town that I lived in, too, but
Oddfellows Hall, of course.
Yeah.
I talked about this place that so one of the first businesses in the space was Firth Brothers, later Mark Firth Company, offering an electric jumble of merchandise from 1890s to 1944. The stock was placed in big boxes stacked from the floor to ceiling, and the clerks would climb ladders that rolled on tracks. Horace Berth sat on a platform in the middle of the store so he could watch everybody. So does he just, it reminds you of like an old-time movie where the guy would be like, you know, sitting in the middle and, you know, hello, Mr. Berth. You know how that?
And Thompson's clothing store was in there, too.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, in 1926.
I bet there's all kinds of history. Maybe something that you could go to the Historical Society. They probably have all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah, they do, yeah. And they, most recently, there was a compounding pharmacy that was using the space, so...
Right.
It's been used for quite a lot of different things.
Now, also coming up in this month, September and October, usher in the olive harvest.
Yeah.
With hundreds of workers handpicking trees. And yep. You've got a nice little article on Beyond the Olive Grove. Mm-hmm. And you guys carry just an assortment of wonderful olive oils.
So, yeah, we don't have quite the assortment we had before, but we definitely have what people are looking for.
Right.
So we do have several different brands that are local, regionally made. A lot of people were really devastated when Lucero went out of business, and Dewey Lucero's, you know, was world famous for the most part.
Right.
And he was bought out of his own business, and he had a non-compete for a while. And so people were really upset. And then, of course, Lucero, like probably a year and a half ago, went out of business. And so people were just, like, devastated. But what I'd like to share with people is Dewey's non-compete ended, and he has resurrected his brand. It's now called Wild Groves, and we carry the full line at Enjoy the Store exclusively here in Redding, California.
I love that.
And so the things that people really, really missed and wanted.
I remember reading about that now.
Yeah,
yes.
They can totally get those
again.
Well,
that's the good news.
He did it. So
the good news.
So Lucero oils, olive oils are under...
Yeah, so, I mean, technically. It's a totally new company,
right.
But Dewey's magic and all his family heritage of olive growing and all that is all still bottled. So
that's wonderful.
Under the name of
Wild Groves.
Okay.
Wild Groves.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the good
We got to
take
a quick break here, this portion of the show. Speaking of a wild and crazy place is Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, it's not a wild and crazy place. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, but it is a great place if you're looking for jewelry. I'm telling you, everything from estate jewelry to Native American to handmade specialized jewelry of your own design, if that's what you want. All at Four Winds Jewelry, all at incredibly fair prices. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. We'll be right back with Rhonda Albee and James Masada and Linda Bott, and more from Enjoy the Magazine.
Your charity is true, for what he gets from what fellows is nothing but his due. May every good...
Paid for by Adam McElvain for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Pension reform. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. How strong is Shasta County government? One factor to examine is pension debt. Shasta County is underfunded to the tune of $534 million. This means that for Shasta County taxpayers, we must spend approximately $20 million a year for the next 20 years to cover this debt. What could we do with an extra $20 million a year? I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just thought you ought to know. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information, 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460.
The song is Olive Tree. But
Olive Trees, which is closest we could get to olive oil. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Loved one needs some help during this time frame. Harder to get care because of COVID. Well, Sharon Clark stood up with this and increased her staff to be able to help more people and is, in fact, looking for amazing caregivers. If this is something you thought you'd like to do either full-time or part-time, please, please give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. There's no place like home, and Sharon wants to keep your loved ones where they're the happiest. Linda and I are here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. And everybody's on a different page. I love this. You know, you've got one page. James has got one. Linda's got one. And I'm
looking. Because we're all reading.
Yeah, I'm looking at this challenge accepted about. We actually had a team at this Fiji Eco Challenge.
Yes,
which
we
is,
did.
I don't even watch it because I start sweating when it opens up because these guys are trying to kill each other. This is a tough thing. They're not trying to kill each other, but they're trying to make it through a very, very tough challenge. I did not realize we had a Reading team there.
We've got a lot of great, incredible athletes here in Reading.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, especially with that we're looking at that 333-mile run that had to be canceled because of COVID and then fires. But
And that wasn't canceled because we couldn't have the run because of COVID, because there was enough social distancing. It was because many of the runners that signed up to participate could not get into the country because of restrictions.
A lot of these mega runners are coming from other places.
Yeah, they are.
And it's just people here trying to get across.
Well, even across the country, you know, people didn't want to have to travel. I mean, I'm sorry, but who wants to be on an airplane in a bullet filled with fuel and contaminants in the air with people?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. So let's get if you're just tuning in, we're here with the folks from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store, Rhonda Ball Alvey and James Masada. If you're just tuning in, and of course today it looks like we're going to be with our temperatures around 93 and overnight lows of 54. Hazy skies today, but as we go into the magazine, we're talking about a local guy here who went to Shasta College, got out, wanted to play pro ball. That was his dream. And his name is Matt, and there is there are, this is an amazing article called Crafting a Legacy, and you will see that he has a chess set with, I wonder where he got the
pieces.
Did you see the girls, the chess, the pawns? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's beautiful work, by the way. I mean, that's such a talent.
Oh, yeah, I see the front row. There you go.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Yeah. So, just with a little sense of humor there, or unless the people own those and they have those crafted and then he made the board.
Yeah.
So, which could very well be. But
so, Matt is, you know, just a very humble young man and has just completely self-taught and has blossomed into a kind of a nationally recognized woodsmith. You know, the article talks about his simple beginnings where, you know, people have just ordered pieces from him and it has just exploded into what he's doing now, which are one of a kind and totally self-engineered pieces. It talks that he has a Mac and he bought some 3D rendering software, or CAD software. He said it was the best investment of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he, likes to do all that stuff first before he goes into production. But he does everything. I mean, there's the one picture where we have the double page spread that shows the table inside of this very modern home. And actually, at first I thought it was like a dining table.
Whose
but this
home
is
it's a ping pong table.
It's a ping pong table.
First of all, I thought, oh, I love that dining table. And then I saw,
but it probably could be, the ping pong screen comes off. So it could
right.
be.
It probably uses for
anything.
Yeah.
But look at how the dark wood brings that warmth to this house where it's all the really beautiful white stone and stuff. And, it's amazing. He does amazing work. And then if over in the small portion small picture, you get to see these beautiful, almost throne-like chairs that look like, you know, if you were to walk into a
cathedral,
an old church
right.
in England or something. Yeah. So anyway, it talks about these people that have gone to him and had this furniture made. And then a lot of people have lost all their furniture in the car fire, and talks about them coming back to him now to, you know, replace pieces and then finding that they love the pieces that he did so much and the quality was so high the first time around that they're actually buying now many more pieces to put in their homes. But again, he will do custom pieces. They say he speaks Woody's, so you can actually from another part of the country call and talk to him, and he's just super friendly and really kind of gets what people want.
Yeah. And he learned by his failures. Uh-huh. He said if something could happen wrong, it happened to him.
Yeah.
Joint.
Best way to learn.
He said that was what was the best way to learn.
Frustrating as heck, but.
And within 5 years, he was ready to kind of switch over full time to wood and leave his old job.
We were talking about that chess set I just saw in this paragraph here. Because the chess pieces, he said that it's an insane chess set for a client who wanted the ultimate man who has everything birthday gift for his brother. So he teamed with local sculptor David Schultz of DS Artistry, and for a year they set their minds to the task of casting in bronze a chess set compromised a personal token of a man's lifestyle. So if you look at it, there's like a turtle, there's cars, there's bodybuilding, there's all these things in this chess set, which I think is great because the artists together. So when you're looking at the magazine and you see the chess board, that's what Matt's.
It's completely made, yeah. And well, you know what, in the Enjoy Store, that's one of my favorite gifts is to really know my artisans and then connect them. When I see a real synergy where the multiple artists
right.
work together to create something even cooler, like one does, we have a lot of like men's shaving kits, right? So we have one person that crafts the bowls, ceramics, and then we have our various health and wellness, people that do soaps and things where they'll make a man's shaving soap. And then they combine them to create these really great shaving mugs.
Well, that's a really great idea. Those are in now.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I'm saying that is because even though a man has, the soaps and has the brush and has it gets old.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to replace it with something new. And
and also the other part of it is trying to, get yourself a nice razor that actually just replacing blades instead of throwing away the plastic ones all the time,
right?
The disposables. So, you know, that's kind of what's cool. And that's all back, you know, a real men's shave, going to a barber, mm-hmm. having a, you know, a straight blade shave.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. All that stuff's super cool.
Okay, so we talked too. About Matt. Well, no, we know somebody.
So one thing I want to talk about real quick, too, I mean, we have a lot to talk about, but as a little self-promotion here. So we're trying to pull off, and we need people really to start signing up. We're calling it, you know, Enjoy has filed once again for our nonprofit status in one of our businesses called Enjoy the Community Co. And that's what we're operating our Movies in the Park under. And the whole idea is we've always wanted to have three or four events that we've created that carry us through the year, spring, summer, winter, fall kind of a thing. And so this year we kind of just pulled something out of the air real quick, trying to figure out another thing that we could do. And what we came up with is called the Great North State Pumpkin Parade. And so we originally were going to do it October 30th and 31st, which was a Friday, Saturday. And unfortunately, when we booked with the Civic, there was a little bit of a hiccup, and CASA is also holding an event there on Halloween night. And so we graciously backed out of one of our nights. So now it's just a one-night event, but it's going to be fun. And there's going to be back-to-back events, the 30th and 31st at the Civic. So there's going to be fun things to do for families in both events. And so I encourage you guys to check them out. But what our event is we've taken a old classic and put a modern twist on it. So this is a pumpkin carving contest. And you can go to our website, which is Great North State – or no – NorthStatePumpkinParade.com and sign up. And we have different categories where you can sign up for being a carver or a painter. So you don't have to carve, but you can also bedazzle or paint. And there's different categories for youth and adult, and three categories in each: funniest, scariest, and most decorative. And there are cash prizes. And what will happen is people will parade. We're going to have on the upper deck, you'll drive by and see all the pumpkins lining the roadway. And then you'll use your phone to go to our website and vote. And then
will the pumpkins be on a table?
They'll be on probably bales of hay, so you'll see them.
Okay,
right?
That's cool.
And then you'll vote on the winners, and then there'll be a photo op area where you can actually take a picture with the family and download from our website. We'll have people there that'll be handing out candy to kids as they drive by, hanging out the window safely. We're also using it as a food drive, so we're trying to get people to bring non-perishables when they drive by to collect so that we can help supply food to some of the upcoming feasts in November.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's just a simple, fun kind of thing.
Oh, it sounds really original. I don't think I've seen that kind of thing where you have pumpkins on bales of hay and you drive by and
vote on them.
And vote on them through your phone. And then
we have an FM broadcaster that will be playing spooky music.
Oh, that's great.
And then we have Blake from Viva that's going to be doing, narrating.
Oh, cute.
We've got some things that we're trying to do. So I'm just encouraging people to check social media, check our website, because we really, I mean, to make this happen and be fun, we need people that want to carve and do pumpkins. And, you know, there's first and second and third in each category, and, you know, you might win like $100 and
cards. Yeah, but it's a family gathering and a fun thing to do.
And
you
free.
Have it right here, the Great North State Pumpkin Parade. First, second, and third, that's cute, old-fashioned pumpkin carving contest.
Yeah.
That's great, guys. I love that. You're always evolving with the times, you know.
Well, this is
that's
a way to still
do
a little bit of trick-or-treating.
Right.
Still do have something that's the harvest Halloween spirit and, you know, still be safe with your family, that kind of a thing. So,
well, we're going through, you know, we're going to take a break and we'll come back. We're going to talk about, you know, what's happening in the store again and in the magazine, like how are we social distancing and what we can do and artists coming in and people coming in, how many people, just that kind of thing. Let's talk a little bit about, like, what's happening today in and around the store as well as, again, in the magazine. 8:45 in the morning. This is KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell was on last week and gave us just a tutorial on about what happens with fires and fire insurance. And if you've lost your fire insurance, what you should do. She's just a veritable fountain of knowledge on this. If you have any questions about insurance, whether it's fire or homeowners, your car insurance business, of course, your health insurance, because it's getting to be the open enrollment time. So you need to get information about that.
Insurance.
Give her a call at 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
When I see our current representatives taking money from special interests, I'm not shocked. When they get nothing done for us, I'm not surprised because they're taking care of their donors. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for California State Senate. I grew up in Redding. I'm a small business owner living right here in the North State. I don't take money from corporations. I'm running to represent us, not big money. On November 3rd, vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for State Senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for State Senate. ID number 1423306.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
These scary skeletons and shivers down your spine.
What?
Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Hey, tomorrow, Dr. Norm Hall and a couple others coming in from Simpson University talking about Simpson's Open. There's a number of things that are happening out in Simpson University that are just absolutely fantastic. New colleges opening up, new forms of or new instruction cohorts, enhancing the nursing, but engineering, robotics, all that kind of stuff's going
new
on.
New majors,
out there.
Yeah.
New majors out there, absolutely, and it's really fascinating to see everything they're doing and to grow out there. That'll be tomorrow morning. Along with, we're going to go over quite a few of the propositions tomorrow, so that we can try and get through there and try. You know what? I'm going to tell you what I think. And, you know, I'm going through all of them today and been going through them. I'll tell you what I think. It doesn't mean you have to vote that way, of course. But at least, you know, used to what they are.
They're tricky.
Before you walk in and just start writing them down.
Yeah.
They try to trick you.
Oh, my gosh, they do. You know, thanks.
You get confused if yes means no or no means yes.
Yeah, that's the one. And they have a couple like that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. We're going through the they're going to have this old-fashioned pumpkin carving contest on October
30th. It's Friday. Yeah, Friday.
At the Civic. Mm-hmm. So there's more information.
As long as we get enough pumpkins carved in contest, we're going to do it.
Now, there's something that you need to think about real quick is that it's time to start Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Because you want to start shipping stuff out probably next month for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, so you just kind of get it picked out. And
who knows what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah,
the stores might not be open.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I've heard that's a big push right now. It was started, I believe, by Home Depot, and it's been followed suit by many major boxes. They are abandoning or canceling their Black Fridays.
Yeah, I've
so
heard that
no
too.
Black Friday.
I heard that. I thought Walmart did that
because
too.
There's just too. It's just too risky. People get too crazy,
sense.
Right?
I mean, you know, which is great for local business.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and I've seen a big uptake right now, thank goodness, because things have been so tough downtown with, you know, everything, parking, construction, COVID, I mean, just politics, the whole nine yards, people are exhausted. But there have been a lot of people actually coming in, and I'm like, wow, this is a good buy. And they're like, I'm doing my Christmas shopping now because I don't want to be out and about in the craziness.
Right, right. You so know? It's a good idea. And you, again, have like wonderful soaps and scents and handmade.
Well, I just encourage people. You know what? If you have that one item that you need from a big box, do your thing, buy that one thing, but really make a concerted effort to try to keep your money local and usually buy from local businesses this year.
Do you
least.
Have, and I love when you do because I like to buy them in bulk, the flour dish towels?
You're talking about?
Large dish towels that are. Yeah, that are embroidered or they're big,
you
know.
Tons of dish towels right now.
Yeah,
we do,
okay,
actually.
Love it. Those are the greatest gift. I love to receive them and I love to give them.
So also, just a little bit of a caveat, we have finally gotten all of our stuff in order. And before this holiday season, we are launching Redding's first and genuine brand of goods. It's called Redding Goods Co.
Oh!
And so we've gone through our attorneys for trademark and all that stuff. So it will be a line of products that we are creating as an Enjoy, as a company, and it's called Redding Goods. And it will have olive oils, balsamics, nuts, hand towels, everything Redding branded. So if you, you know, just want your home to have Redding things in it, or so many people come into our store looking for products that have Redding branding on it because they want to send to family and friends, you're going to be able to choose from soaps and candles and everything that's all Redding branded.
I want to start a branding here is that people that really want to send a gift to their loved ones that will really strike them is I'm going to have like this kind of this slurry clay that people can stick their face in.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes out, and then when it hardens, you've got like a little clay face that you can then send to your loved ones.
Oh.
What do you think?
Yeah.
And then you can say from Redding.
No,
and you could have little funny.
No.
You know, you could put little things on your head.
No, I'll tell you why. Because in certain cultures, they would call that the death mask.
Yeah, they would do that.
Well, either that or you'd put it on the wall and it would give people permission to punch you.
Yeah, right.
Break your face.
Wait a minute now. See, this is the problem with, you know, this is the problem that Edison, Tesla, all these people faced. When they tried to start out, they had a bunch of naysayers there.
Uh-huh. And
I really liked the fact that.
Well, they do that a lot for women when they do busts or their pregnant bellies. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So, see?
There you go. I think you should do it.
Okay. Anyway, moving
along of course,
quickly.
Because Carl had to go to his weird part of his mind. But let's closing thoughts here.
And then also
closing thoughts. We've got 4 minutes.
We have one of the ads that we have is for this month's Enjoy the Store. We're honored to carry small town specialties. This is a husband and wife that have done a great job just to the south of us in creating a farm and creating specialty products that normally are not grown and found in this country. They've traveled and brought things back like heirloom chickpeas from Afghanistan or Kabul, Afghanistan. So they have black chickpeas and they're amazing. So my wife and I at Halloween like to make black hummus and do a really cool chip and dip. Make it very Halloween, you know. But we have a whole assortment of beautiful red walnuts, good morning beans, Christmas beans. So these are all very, very unique and not normally found in this country as a typical crop. And that's what they've specialized in, is creating very specific and very special crops and harvesting them local. And then we are fortunate enough to carry their lupin flour, all kinds of things. So if you're looking for some things that are very, very delicious but yet not commonly found on store shelves, Small Town Specialties is a great selection to come in and check out.
And once again, adding to that, non-GMO and gluten-free.
Oh, yeah. These are all heirloom seeds from all over the world. These have been seeds that have been, like the ones that I think from Kabul that they did, these are seeds that have been cultivated for generations. So, but you can make like cowboy caviar. They have recipes on their website. Oh, their one that's famous is these are Persian red walnuts, and they're absolutely amazing. But they have a red walnut pie that's beautiful for the holidays.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a pecan pie, but with red walnuts.
Ooh.
So it's really, really pretty, handsome.
Maybe I'd venture into that world. Hmm.
Yeah, so that's one of the new things that we have in the store. Well, we've actually carried the chickpeas for quite some time and the walnuts, but now this year's harvest, they have like 16 different beans and things like that that you can get at the store. So, and downtown's changing. You know, there's more parking.
Gas is running, the transportation.
It is.
To get you from one place
to
another.
And I get to see it all day long, so people are using it.
They're using it. There is parking downtown, so don't let it scare you off.
Yeah.
That's right. And there's all types of things happening, again, downtown, and it's getting bigger and bigger. If you take a look at some of these places, I mean, look how much. The one right down here, the old Dickers building, I mean,
that's amazing.
It looks like a real place now.
Yeah, it does.
And
I know.
It's like Brent Weaver's place.
Yeah.
It looks like a real place now.
Uh-huh.
Even the new county courthouse.
Has that
you're
little
starting
siding
to look
a little
at
bit.
It. Yeah, you're looking at it and say, okay, I can see what this is going to look like here.
At first, I thought that was going to be an ugly building, but
I think it's
going to be nice.
Yeah, it's completely different architecture than I thought, but still, it looks great. Thank you so much for coming today.
Yeah.
Thanks for
having
us.
You all have your regular show on the
third Thursday.
Thursday evening at 6 p.m. And we'll be on the North State Now with Enjoy. And by the way, when you pick up the magazine, there's also a whole map on antiquing, which is so cool. If you like to do that kind of thing, which I know I do. So thanks, guys, for joining us once again. What a beautiful morning. Thanks for making it a great Monday morning.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, tomorrow, like we said, Simpson University, we're going to go over a lot of propositions tomorrow, and there's a couple other things that probably we need to slap around out there. So join us tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Remember, it's good guys against bad guys.